we talk about equanimity, and equanimity as meeting everything on the level ground. The fundamental built-in equality of every encounter. And so equinox has this feeling of not preferring one or the other, you know, that the fundamental equality of dark and light, of night and day, at a time when we're, you know, definitely sort of leaning towards the light here, and where there's that unfathomable thing, really, even though science has a lot to say about how it happens, but the way that all the beings underground are being warmed slowly, so slowly, and sort of the light will be penetrating slowly, and this kind of response towards light and air, and making something of it, of making shoots and leaves and flowers and fruit out of light and earth and water. What are we making? So there's a sense for me of being in transit, you know, in transit, getting ready to go to another place, but also what is it like being in transit where even in the stillness there's a feeling of tending towards leaning into. And I don't think it's one or the other. You know, sometimes we think, okay, either you're in the moment, or you are, you know, not in the moment because you're thinking about the past or the future, or, you know. It doesn't feel that way to me. It feels to me as if we're always both, you know, as if I am always both, just right here in this place, in this gathering with you, and in transit, equinox. And so into that, I'm also thinking about Megan's class on Thursday, bringing in suffering is present, our discomfort, the unsatisfactoriness of things, our response of the kind of jolt that life gives us, I guess we could call it the bumpiness of the road, is with us. And every day is a good day. Holding those things together, and recognizing for myself that joltiness, you know, that is in our relationships and in our bodies, you know, what will my body be like today? You know, what will the air be like today? Will my sister want to see me today or not? You know, all the layers, you know. That's the content of every day is a good day. And the other connection that came up for me was the one from the Lankavatara Sutra, in the words where the ways that Joan likes to quote it, things are not as they seem, nor are they otherwise. I think closer to the wording in the Lanka is, nor are they not things, you know. So I often talk about how things are not so thingy, but, you know, I will take this little metal dragon from my brother's shelf with me. A thing of him. Spring will make blossoms, whether we feel blossomy or not. And it will make suffering, whether I want to deal with it or not. Another way we could say the first noble truthiness is life is inconvenient. It serves us deeply all along at every level and in every place. Not to our convenience. So I think that's sort of where it is for me today, preparing to go. And in fact, I have to even step out of this gathering now to go get a COVID test, which is required for crossing the border. So I will leave you to the conversation. So you'll see, I'm sorry, I won't hear where it goes. But I certainly plan to be with you next Saturday, and happy spring. And I love the image Kelly's got there of our spring snowy Buddha, wet with early spring. So sending you love for here and wishes for spring.
Safe travels, Sarah. Enjoy.